about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline. Black, hold it down for the guys. Talking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings, all facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, then follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. It's your boy, Handsome La. Hope everybody's having a beautiful Sunday. Hope everything is prosperous going on. Want my team to introduce themselves before we jump into these topics. What's going on, man?
I am Black Success. You already know what it is. Make sure you get your Brown Holy Water hoodie, your Scully, your dad hat. You know what I mean? And don't forget, be the best. Seal your heart. Yeah.
All of that.
Absolutely.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
It's Bad Girl Tanya.
Damn, Bad Girl.
I know, right?
It's so simple, simpler. First and foremost, you know, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Check that out. Go get your, like you said, your hoodies, your shirts. Soon, hats coming soon. I know y'all want the dad hats, the stress, but, you know, our supply have been lacking, so we going to get on that. All right, let's get to the topics today. I'm going to stop fidgeting. I'll be fidgeting a lot. We're going to talk about communication. Do you feel communication can break a bond? Lack of communication or over communication?
Yes,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it can break a bond. Lack of communication and over communication is all about finding out how the other person communicates.
So you feel it's both?
Mm-hmm. Because you sometimes when you over communicate, you could be a nag.
What's an example of over-communicating?
Consistently telling somebody when you have an issue or...
Don't you supposed to?
It's a time and a place, and everything doesn't need to be addressed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can figure it out on your own, like, or they can figure it out on their own, or sometimes you have to allow them to, you know, do certain things and see it for themselves, but you don't consistently have to, like, tell somebody all the time when there's an issue with you, because it might just be you that has the issue and it might not be that big of a deal, but you're making it a big deal.
Mm. Okay. But how you feel today, sir? How's your communication skills?
I'm feeling good. My communication skills are pretty solid. You know, main reason is because I'm very vocal. You know, I don't really like to hold stuff in. I like to put it out there.
So do you think over-communicating or lack of communicating could break a bond?
I think lack of communication can break a bond because a lot of people don't know. We don't know people buttons. Everybody do have buttons, but we got to know what your buttons are, mm-hmm. what you need more of or less of. Everybody is different. That's it. Everyone is different. So mm-hmm. you got to understand that a lot of people are coming in doing what they did in their last situation or how they communicate with other people, and you got to tell them, hey, no, when you talk to me or when you're dealing with me, I'd rather you do it like this. Some people rather you lie, some people rather the truth. You just got to figure out which one that person want. You understand?
Okay. I agree. Macy Gray,
yo, fuck out of here. I hate you.
How you feel, baby?
I mean, bad communication in any form could damage any bond, because I believe that everybody has something inside needs to get out. No one knows the other person 100%. No one is a mind reader. Nobody knows what somebody's thinking all the time, you know. And for us to, any type of bond, whether it's relationship, whether it's friendship, whether it's family, we have to communicate. We have to let everybody know what's going on with us. A lot of people struggle with that, is either they push it down your throat or they expect it to be a mind reader. And for me, it just it's like if you're just a bad communicator, no matter what form, way, shape it is, you're gonna damage your bond. Whether you talk too much or don't talk at all. You know, that's how I feel about it.
I'm in the middle. Sometimes if you like the little bit you tell, maybe if a person know you good enough, they can know something wrong. But I think if you over communicate too much, that could hurt the relationship more. Like if you tell every little thing or say every little thing that you like got on your mind, you're doing, I don't know. I think maybe your partner should know every little thing. I don't know.
I'm on the flip because for me, I'm like, I'd rather you know than you not know. Mm-hmm. I think like not knowing is dangerous because it's, I don't know, I'm like that. I was like, at the end of the day, at least you know how I feel about it. You could interpret it however you want, but at least there's some amount of transparency there. I'm not going to be mad and act like I'm okay. I'm going to let you know I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have you rub me wrong and keep that to myself and then not let you know. Because what happens is, when you think about it, people internalize those things. And you could be having these things inside of you, brewing and fuming, and you building resentment to somebody. You don't even know how they made you feel. Mm-hmm. And then you lash out at them, and you turn, and by the time the person hears what you got to say, they're like the worst person in the world. I'm like, if you had told them how you felt, maybe they could have stopped that or clear up any miscommunication you might have had. Because sometimes we say things and do things, it's not meant to come over a certain way. But because we can't, like I say all the time, you cannot control how somebody perceives you. No matter how mm-hmm. good you try, no matter what words you use, no matter how you dress, how you look, you can't control how somebody perceives, no matter how much effort you put towards it. So it's important for you to be like, listen, this is how I look, this is how I feel, this is what you mean doesn't always come over as clear as you want it to. So it's important to clear up anything that's wrong. So if you're not telling me how you feel completely, like, it's not helping the situation. Because now you hate me for something. I was trying to actually help you, and I was coming. You took it as something wrong. So
yeah. I also feel like lack of communication, like Black said, you don't know. People are coming and doing other things, like doing things from their previous relationship. So it might not work for you. So you not saying anything, how can somebody, if somebody feels like it's tension, how can somebody fix a problem if they don't know? Or how can somebody make things better, period, if they don't know how to? You're not talking to them, you're not saying anything to them. Or miscommunication, period, is just horrible. So.
Okay, I want to get back to Black. I kind of cut him off. My next question is like, how well do you communicate? Like, are you direct? Do you drop hints? You know what I'm saying? Or are you one of the people, like, if something bothers you, you're shut down, just wait?
Well, it depends on the person, you know what I mean? Because everyone's different. Everyone, you know, sometimes, even when I, like, post statuses, I usually make it a joke to soften the blow, but it be fact. Like, I really feel like this.
We see that. We know that, sir.
You know, let me add a little joke to it to make you laugh a little bit. You know what I mean? And I think you got to use that same approach when it comes to people, because everyone is not built for the real and for the truth. Yeah, you can't just tell motherfuckers, yo, you got to go to the gym, yo. You can break somebody's self-esteem. You break somebody's spirit. That's, you know what I'm saying? Everyone just can't take that. Like, my girl call me ugly all the time. Nobody else wants you, just me. And you ugly, you know what I mean? And that's, but for someone else, they hear that. That shit might break them down. It might make them feel small. It might make them mm-hmm. feel bad, you know? So you got to take that approach when they come to communicating, to understand what type of receiver are you? Are mm-hmm. you a person that only, or gets the message clearer when I tell you the solid truth? Are you the person that rather hints? Are you the person I only got to tell you one time, or do I got to repeatedly tell you? You got to figure out what type of receiver, mm-hmm. communication-wise, that person is in order to really have a successful communication relationship with them. You know what I mean?
I also agree with that, but sometimes you have people, they like to dish out, but mm-hmm. they can't take back.
That's
so, you know what I mean? So it's like they could tell you all the things that you're doing or whatever they have a problem with or whatever it is, but when it comes to them, they don't know how to receive that. So me personally, I do agree with you where it's all about that person. But if you, I'm fair, so you know what I mean? If you telling me something, I'm gonna tell you something, and I'm not gonna spare your feelings about it either. Like, I don't care about your feelings at this point, because it's about the truth. I'd rather you know the truth and deal with your feelings than you not knowing the truth. Like, no.
I think I was always like that too. That's why I think I got better, but in the past I was more of a, not shut down, I'll just be quiet. Because sometimes a lot of shit I might say ain't, mm-hmm. I don't know how to sugarcoat or mm-hmm. no filter mm-hmm. sometimes. So sometimes, huh?
It's Aquarius.
Yeah, I, sometimes I just be quiet now. Is. I won't say nothing. Or something like, oh, what's the problem? I wait to try to gather my thoughts. I've got better now as I got older to learn how to communicate better. But I would say, yeah, I was definitely a shut down. Because at the end of the day, I always feel like, oh, well, I need to talk. It doesn't even matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, fuck it. This shit don't even matter. But Macy, what's up?
Yo, fuck. Smother. All right. For me, for a long time, I was a...
I like one of my aunt ways.
Support Tanya. Like, support she make Tanya. Wigs.
She makes wigs.
She makes wigs. Make sure you get your stuff done. Yeah. The test dummy.
This is for the senior citizen.
Hey, Granny, I made you something.
Yeah, that's, she tested it out for all age groups, just not for the Merry bottle Christmas, girl. This Granny. Not the bottle girl collection. This is us. The pants collection.
That's for somebody named Martha.
Journey is Beatrice. This is Beatrice.
Hey, Beatrice. Granny Beatrice.
Beatrice collection right here. My little up by again. Get what type of community?
Get the good wig. What's in the back of the closet? You know where I leave my wig.
So, I'm gonna still get my legs pushed back. I'm gonna say, but
not with that hair.
No,
cause you a bad motherfucker.
Yo, I get my legs pushed back with my fucking
meat. Take the wig off first.
I get my legs pushed back with the fucking Meek Mill breaks. Chill out. Ooh. But anyway, for me, you made me lose my train of fucking thought, son. For me.
I'm sorry, that wig is distracting like a motherfucker.
Yo, what the fuck?
That's a Halloween prank.
What the fuck? I need some soul glow in that motherfucker. So.
She like, you know, let me test this out for Halloween. She can't even
get her thought out.
That shit kind of dry in the front.
You felt like giving her candy just now? You thought it was a trick or treat?
I feel like washing a baking pan with that shit.
Brillo pad head.
So, yeah, leave her. All right, leave Tanya alone. Leave Tanya alone. Go ahead, Tanya. Go ahead. Leave her alone.
Nah, I got get your thought back. Get your thought back.
You know where you I leave my wig. It's in the back of the car. You know where
get
I leave.
Get the good one. Pastor James is coming
you,
through.
You know where I leave my wig.
Oh, shit. Now, gotta get your thought.
So, any fucking way.
She got a good outfit with the wig, though. It looks good. You're not trying to be funny. I'm just saying. No, it looks good.
No, it always looks the wig.
Go I got the bell bottoms on. I'm going to see my outfit
later. She got the hoop earrings. You know where I leave the wig. You
know. I told you about playing in my closet, girl. Get your fast ass. Give him my head.
Put them badass kids out with the wig. They playing with the wig. Go outside playing with the wig. Go on the swings or something.
Putting all those funky colors in my wig.
Yo, no what Sunday the school fuck, like this.
Funky get the two-tone wig. You know I want the two-tone wig. Every weekend I wear the two-tone wig. You know which one I wear.
I get your thoughts out. Go ahead. We'll get to the next topic.
Y'all fucked up, son. For me, for a long time, I was somebody who interned.
Yo, come on.
Granny, it got some gum in it. I don't put my wig up there for the kids can't reach it. Can't so high as gum in my wig.
Abby said it's only 1 hour. Y'all need to stop. All
right, go.
Yo, for a long time, I was somebody who's internalized my feelings. And, of course, it worked against me because, one, I wasn't getting what was on my mind settled. I wasn't getting my answers I needed because why? I just had my fucking mouth shut and it just didn't make no fucking sense. I was mad at everybody else for not knowing what I thought. And that shit just doesn't make any sense to me. Now how I am, I'm open more, but more recent times I factored in environment. Because where you tell somebody something can be the make or break also. Just say if me and Danny got a little SU going on, I'd rather talk to Zanny one-on-one and I'd be blunt with her then rather than we talk at the table because I can't control Danny's gonna internalize what I tell her. Cause she could probably look more at the the environment and how I set it opposed to what I'm trying to say. And that is something a lot of people don't know how to control also. That's why people like to get into getting it all the time on social media. Because you gotta remember that is a public forum. So even though somebody could be spitting all the facts, they tell you all the truth, whatever, you see statuses go 400 comments deep because people are, they're not sharing information, now they're protecting ego. Because that's when people start coming out with some bullshit. Well, my bank account balance on this, my degree doing this, I live this, I made this most some XYZ amount of money. It got nothing to do with the topic we're discussing. Why? It's a public forum, and you just told them something that just embarrassed them. I bet you if that was a one-on-one text message, it would have been the cleanest exchange of ideas and answers. We could ask clarifying questions, because now I'm not embarrassed. We and me, you exchanging thoughts. So for me now, I've learned to control what I say based on where I am and who I'm around. It's like if me and my boyfriend got an issue, I'm not going to tell, like, show my ass in front of him and all of his friends or whatever. I did that one time. I was drunk, but whatever. But I'm not going to show my ass in front of him and all of his friends. Like, we get in the car, we going to scrap in the fucking car. He got tints and shit. But now I'm more cognizant of stuff like that. The environment like plays a big difference. Like, that could be the make or break of you getting your message across, or somebody just resents you because of not what you said, but where the fuck you said it.
So how would you, excuse me, how would you want people to communicate with you?
For me, at this point, at this age, at this stage, I'd rather complete honesty. You know, I can't be mad at somebody for not agreeing with me. I can't be mad at somebody for not liking what I'm doing. But like I was saying earlier, I'd rather know. I don't want to have a friendship for 3, 4, 5, 6 years and know something happened 6 fucking years ago and you got resentment for the past and you've been holding back a half-ass and me as a fucking friend for 6 years and I didn't know. And it was a simple fact of miscommunication. If I rub you wrong, if I say something wrong, if I bother you, tell me. Let me address it right away. We too much of us lose years and months on some bullshit. Y'all be damaging y'all friendship, y'all relationships, y'all work, even a job.
But the reason I feel like that is because a lot of people let it build up.
And that's the problem. I'm saying, I'd rather you tell me.
Just be straight up. Just communicate. Tell me what it is. Like, what's what.
Yeah, I'm a straightforward kind of guy. That's why me, it's like I don't really have any issues with nobody. Because if I don't fuck with you, you know I don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. There's no fives and then I feel away whenever I walk away. You know what I mean? You know there's a problem between me and you. You know what the issue is. It's straight. I'm a straight blunt guy. But for other people, I know they can't. That's usually probably too much. So I use a lot of
no,
analogies.
No, I'm saying that's how you want people to. I'm on the same boat.
With
that's
me,
the way
straight.
I want to communicate. Tell me what the issue is, or tell me what you need from me, but make it clear and understandable so I know, and I can fix whatever I'm doing, or you know what I'm saying. I can understand a problem properly and then move forward. Either I'm gonna fix it, or I'm just gonna say fuck it, and you gonna know it, or whatever. But I'd rather be direct. Somebody be direct with me and tell me what's up. I don't like to drop hints. I don't want to read your mind. Just tell me, let me know what's good.
Women are the only ones that expect a man to read their fucking mind. I don't get it.
Are you
shit,
mad though?
But they expect
I could read
you.
Your mind.
Yeah, they really want you to read their fucking mind. Like, oh, I can't believe you don't know how I feel. Bitch, I don't. It's only you know. Let me know. Explain to me what the fuck is going
on. It's all about how, because sometimes, like me, I mean, I want people to be direct with me. But at the same time, sometimes when I'm communicating, I don't know. It's very black and white. I'm really like, it's the gray area is hard for me. So like, it's either I'm not going to say something or I am going to say something. And because I know that I can be blunt, I might not say anything just because I don't want it to sound a certain type of way. Cause I have a lot of aggression in my tone sometimes, especially when I feel away. And sometimes somebody can take that aggression the wrong way, and then it becomes a power struggle. So then it's just like, what? Like, now what? Because I'm not backing down from the situation.
Well, maybe you shouldn't come with aggression.
But I don't. But I said there's aggression. You can't. It's a stern. I have a stern voice. Even when I'm talking now, like I know that my voice is stern. My voice isn't soft. So like, sometimes when you're being direct or when you're being blunt, it could come off that way.
People think you're being condescending. I got the same issue too. Like when I'm adamant about something, I feel strongly about something, I say how I feel. And then when you're someone who actually speaks properly, Like, you don't speak in slang. Like, when your English really come up, people assume when you bring out your English and good speaking, you're speaking down to them. Mm-hmm. When you're just trying to be as, you know, you're trying calm. To be fag, you're trying to be strong. Like, you're just trying to be as clear as possible. People tend to see the stylist coming over with and not listen to the message. We look at the message last, and that's the thing a lot of people fail in communication. We miss the message. We look at everything else.
The delivery is everything, though. Delivery is everything.
It is.
And that's why you got to be mindful of your delivery. Like, so if you're mindful of your delivery, sometimes very nicely, I've done it.
People will laugh at all.
Yeah. That's true. Just like the way Jeremy Lin killed Kenyon Martin. Yes. Like, he did that smooth. That was a smooth fuck you. And educated. I appreciate the way you're representing my culture. Smooth. Fuck out of
black
here.
Guy, you got Chinese.
Yeah, smooth. You can't even feel bad.
He like this, like, damn.
But what I've noticed is that when it comes to women, sometimes they're like, They want you to figure it out. They want you to.
Men
yes.
too.
No, I feel
men
like
men do
yes.
too.
Yes,
men
do too.
Y'all
expect
us to
get it.
No. I've been dating men my
men
entire life.
And we've been dating women our entire life.
Yeah, what the fuck? Hold on. I think you threw me off with that one. What the fuck going on here?
What
the fuck? Is that a song? What the fuck? She just threw a hidden message.
Women is more like, oh, you should have known that. You seen the way I was acting. They more
yeah, I
like
give you that.
But it depends.
They expect you to read information.
It depends.
I've seen situations where girls they assume like actions is gonna make him get you the hint. Like, some men doesn't mean another fucking world. Like, men are usually more laid back naturally about everything.
Facts.
You know, so some they'll and bitches don't bitches. I'm sorry, women, please don't do this. Like, don't expect your man to read your mind. Even if you're gonna be mad, tell him what's on your mind while you're mad. Right. Tell him what it is.
And it be so small. It be the
you didn't notice I changed my wig.
Somebody
like
gonna notice
sis?
That shit.
Yeah. you know it's in the back of the closet.
But you know, now, they be mad this, for man. A week. Like, the way I am, like, if something's bothering me, I'm telling you, I like to have sex too much. I like to cuddle too much. Like, I'm not gonna be not talking to my man for 3, 4, 5, 6 days for something. He
don't
know.
Even stay
you
mad
fucking
that
crazy?
Long.
No, some girls be dragging
I know,
that
I cannot
shit. You
hold
then
up. I'll be mad
chat,
for like a good 20 minutes and then after those 20 minutes, I'm done.
In the fucking group chat, tell your fucking man. Tell your friend you got the issue with. Mm-hmm. Tell your co-worker. Tell your fucking manager.
You know what? Sometimes women like, yo, I'm tired of saying the same thing.
Yep.
Nah,
I shut
so
down after
don't
that.
Say shit.
That's
when you shut down.
Then, if that's the case, that's if you got to keep, then girl, you got to move on. You got to move on.
But that's not just your man too. That could be friendships. That could be anything.
They have a sickness where they feel like they have to argue and be mad at you.
But oh, guys do that too.
Because somebody, you know,
nah,
somebody
yes,
made it.
Yes, guys do that too.
Some crazy bitch, or allegedly crazy bitch, made it cool to be that being crazy is a sign of endearment. Like, I'm a crazy bitch. I want to be loud and obnoxious. Yeah. Bitch, you sound stupid. That's because you loud and obnoxious. What are you saying? What is your message? All this drama, what are you trying to get across? Well, I just want you to pay more attention to me. So fucking say that. Let's put on some clothes, go party, have some fucking drinks. Like, you
exactly.
You had a whole fucking show for no reason because you want to be considered a crazy
then
bitch.
Then that's how
I don't like people in my business.
They get
so.
Demoted to either side chick or single. You understand?
That's
because
a fact.
Dudes ain't dealing with that, yo. Mm-hmm. Quality men are not sticking around for that shit. For you to have your little shit. Titty attacks about stupid shit and all. Quality men is saying, I'm stressed enough with life and work and other things going on. I'm not coming home to this
the police shit. Fucking with us.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Now I got to come home, hear you bitching, and then all this, you don't even got your wig on. Baby, you know.
You know you know wig on.
She told me shit to me with cornrows in her
ass. At least get comfortable. Put your wig on first.
Old Meek Mills in. You got the old Meek Mills.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Ask me where I'm going.
She got the cornrows.
Ask me where I'm going.
Hold on, wait.
We're going to move on to the next topic. We'll talk some more about. Let's talk about relationships. And,
oh, God.
Like deep into relationships. So we're going to call this relationship 307. This is called compromise. You know, always in a relationship, you always got to. You gotta be willing to compromise. You gotta give or take. Well, this is like big compromise right here. So you deep in your relationship, you in love. So the first question is, would you change your physical appearance for your partner? Like, say if you come home with the wig, mm-hmm. baby, I ain't feeling that shit. Don't ever wear that shit again. But you really like that shit.
I change it.
So you're willing to change your physical?
It's a wig. That's a wig.
But I'm like, I don't know.
If you wanted bigger titties?
See, it's something like that. Like, I really love you, but I wish you had bigger breasts. I'll even pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to for that? Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing an example out or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
It depends. I'm gonna give an example.
Like, I put that on lace front. Come over here. Hold on, you started last time, so.
Let's start with Danny.
Black started before. Let's start with Danny. So, would you be willing to change your physical appearance for your partner?
It depends on what it is. I would be, but it depends on what it is. If it's something like titties, now if you be like, you know, I want you to, I mean, that has to be on my own. Like, no, I'm not, that's something that I can't do anything. I can, but I'm not changing my titties for you. But if it's something like, yo, you know, maybe I want you to dress a little bit more girly or something like that, yeah, it's not a problem. I mean, I am who I am. I stay true to myself, but I don't have a problem with compromising at all. As long as I can still be myself.
Okay. Black?
She
wants you to wear the lace front on corners. She wants you to get fat. No. You know how some dudes be like, yo, I like my girl big.
Yeah, nah,
I know
I'm
niggas
not
keep that girl big. Didn't even meet them like that. Cause they like, they
want
to
keep I'm not
doing nothing.
So if you get fat and sloppy and she
you got to understand. When you're dating someone, first of all, God already made me great. What more do you want? Like, seriously, what more do you want? I'm at the climax of my life. What more do you want?
But
the only thing I don't have is abs. And if you want, if you could fix your mouth and say, baby, I want you to have, I should slap you. I shouldn't be with you. What's wrong with you?
Why?
Nah, listen. I'm being the best me. I'm trying. You understand?
If you're trying, that's different.
It's not that easy. But you're not gonna put that on me. Like, I need you to have abs. No. Look, you're dating me for me, for who I am, how I treat you, how I think, and where we're going. We have goals. We have bigger goals, all right?
That's understandable.
My physical appearance.
So you ain't willing to change
nothing. But wait.
I'm not changing.
She can't. I'm just saying something. So you lying. Look.
Why you in the gym right now?
I don't like your beard. So you, baby, cut your beard. But you like the beard.
She had me trim it often. She said, I don't like it.
So then you
she
won't
don't
change.
Like it. I mean, that's
no,
not
no,
that's
you
not
just
major.
Had a whole I am black
that's
sex
not,
speech.
That's not major. That's like
something you
she
feel
say,
about, though.
She say, hey, I don't like you when you woof it out. I like when it's lower.
Yeah, I like the baby face.
All right, cool.
Right, but
I'm going to lower
so
it for you.
But
she wouldn't have me going out of this world and try to get abs and shit. Nah, you gonna, know what I mean? You got to take me how I am.
If you getting out of shape or something like that.
No,
like,
if you're not being the best you, make sure you get your hat.
But
if
you're
not
being
the best you.
You can be eating good.
If you're not being the best you, then yes, she has all right to suggest or to, you know, put out there that, hey, you know, maybe you want to, you know,
women,
try different
time,
things. But
like,
if you say that to a woman.
Yeah, women
bro,
do it to
that's
men.
That's a war. That's
but
a war.
Men can't really do it to women. Though. So that's crazy.
A chick can tell you stink.
To something different, like to the nigga they like. From outside.
Why always gotta be the nigga from outside? What if it's something that,
alright. I think you look good in this.
So guys don't do that?
Nah, you don't see no nigga come home with no dress like, yo, babe, I think you look good in this.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I hit his wig. I seen his wig down his eye. No!
Baby, you
doing that.
Get the wig. You know!
Niggas don't do that.
Yo,
but women
a chick
do that.
Can tell you
stink. They try to dress their men.
Your sex is whack. They can tell you mad crazy shit and nothing happens. You understand? But you tell her that her coochie stink or her sex is not lit. It's a war. You are at war.
I think I'll change it, like I said, a little bit, but I'm not going to OD. No type of surgery. So anything that could grow back.
Yeah, you could bounce back from.
Yeah. I'll probably do it if they really like a beard, haircut, some shit like that. But I ain't going under the knife for nobody. Like,
that's a fact.
Yeah, me neither.
That's crazy, you know what I mean? But it's on you, Wiggy Smalls.
What the fuck? All right, so for me, it's like it depends. Surgery, that's asking somebody to alter themselves permanently for life. Like, even if me and you break up, motherfucker, you can't bounce back. You got that shit in you for life. That's asking somebody to change how the fuck they were born because you don't like it. You know, if it's, let's say, some is insecurity the person have with themselves, and then they talk about it long enough, and y'all both come and say, you know what, you don't like it that much, you know, I'll pay for you to change it. That's different. But if you come out of, well, I want you to, you got size C titties, but I like double D's, like, I'm going to put get somebody and you double D's, and I don't want double D's, it's like, what the fuck do you want? Like,
you trying to on that bitch.
Clearly. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, you really trying to slice and dice me to make me look good for you? And then what happens when you get the double D's? What the fuck else you want? Where's the limits after that?
And, like, and, nigga, and go also, get a what does it say about you if you
do it? Even if, you could just be a sub, because not for nothing, you could reverse it. In all technicality, you could take him out. But it's, for me, all right. Like, for my boyfriend, like, I like shoulders. I like guys with a good set of shoulders, and he knows this. We talked about, like, physical appearances and what he likes and stuff and what I like, and I told him, like, shoulders, this motherfucker stays in the gym to make sure he physically stays looking how I like. He doesn't have to go to the gym every day. He vain and shit. He like his fucking shirts tight and shit, but he also makes sure he increases his shoulder sets because, you know, his girlfriend likes shoulders. But that's some you know, it's revertible.
That's not nothing crazy though.
You it's not crazy, mean? But that's he still makes the effort to maintain a certain look because he knows I like it. It's more for me than him, and it's tight ass shirts. Right. But I ain't going under the knife for nobody. I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Black, you start this one off. Would you relocate another state or country for your partner? They got a crazy good job.
Yeah, we out. We out.
Seven figures or some shit.
We out.
And I'm saying, you gotta quit your job, you gotta go.
We out.
You going? You doing it?
Yeah. That you see that kind
but
of
but you stuff, have to start over. They set, but you gotta start over.
We out.
I'm a bitch.
We out. Okay. Because you can't, something like that don't come around often. If it's beneficial and it's progress and it's a level up, we out. You have to go. Especially if you ain't doing anything. If all you're worried about is, oh, all my friends and family is here, mom, they got planes. You know what I mean? Facts. You always come back.
Okay.
So if I got to go somewhere else to set up shop, listen, man, I could do what I do anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There'll be a brown holy water Cali going on immediately. You know what I mean? If need be. You
Danny,
know what, I mean?
What up?
It Would depends.
You? It depends? On what?
It depends on the situation. We got to talk about it because I have two kids and I have a lifestyle.
They out too,
to.
Motherfucker.
I know they're out, but I'm saying, like, he's saying, I can't just up and leave like that. You got to find babysitters. You got to trust people. Like, it, a whole bunch of things come into
play. Seven figures, baby. Private school, home school, whatever you want to do. What up? What we doing?
It's still something that we have to discuss. Like, we have to discuss it first. I'm not opposed to it, but it has to make sense. I'm not just going up and leave just because you got a good job. It has to make sense for the both of us.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if I could just jump up and
leave. And y'all should be married. Sorry, I just wanted to throw that out there. You have to be married to make that move. I'm not dating. I'm not boyfriend and girlfriend and just busting a lick. I'm not doing that. Nah,
we got shit could be wrong. Shit could go wrong, and then next thing you know, I get out there, and then
definitely gotta be the same last name.
Now I'm out there by myself.
We're gonna have the same last name. That's for sure.
I don't know, like, I would have to definitely really, really talk deep about that because I wouldn't want to go out there and restart myself also. So it's like, you're straight, but now I have to start from scratch. I'm like, Martin, I gotta go all the way to the back of the line while you getting paid and I, like, home, like, hopefully somebody call me for a job or something. Just because we made the move for you. So it'll be a long discussion. Maybe, like, I'll let you go first and then...
Yeah, and then you stay home and fill out.
Yeah,
right, and get yourself right so that when you go there, you're good.
Yeah, until we bust that move. But I don't think I'm just going to up and leave because you start Monday. Like, we'll have to definitely get a game plan, and then we go from there. But I'm not jumping on that plane with you. Like, we out. Like, I got shit to do here. You got to be a plan first.
But a lot of dudes ain't got shit going on. Like, they should go the same day. Let's not
same
dance
day
around that. Some dudes
going because they need the shelter.
Some dudes need,
like,
to go.
I can't, like, be homeless. I'm going,
you
too.
You know how cold it's going to be this winter? Babe, let's just go, man. Pack your bag.
Miss G said, you
know, baby, get the wig. Get on the plane. Leave it.
Oh, you need it the wig.
You got to get it on, so you got to go, son. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I don't like. I don't like the people that act like they got mad shit going. Like, they got a business and two homes here and they just can't up and
that's
go.
That's a fact.
Motherfucker, like, you don't got nothing going on, motherfucker. We out.
Yeah, I think it depends. It depends on the dynamics of your life and what you have going on. And two, the type of relationship you had, like Black said, boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah.
Now you can if you're my
husband, that's definitely something that's gonna benefit us as a unit.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was actually in that exact situation. His wife got an amazing job, you know, out in Florida, you know, and it was difficult for him. He was a party, you know, he was partying all the time in New York, popular in New York, but Florida is in the suburbs, like opposite to the life he was accustomed to. But I talked to him now, he's the happiest motherfucker in the world. His house is so huge, his car is, if you see his house he got, and that's like, that shit to me, some Makisha, that shit was not happening to me if I stayed in New York, you know. But that's his wife. They got kids together. They live in. They got their life. And when he want to come to New York, he jump on a fucking plane and come to New York. He party, see his friends. He social media got all of us closer together. It's not like we completely too far apart. For me, I'd go if it's my husband or let's say my fiance or somebody, you know, I'm in that type of relationship with, because there's always the risk of, remember, that person said, but you're not. I mean, I believe I'm skilled and qualified enough to be able to survive anywhere, because that's not. Who I feel. That's how I feel.
I can't be in freaking Nebraska somewhere.
You would make bread in Nebraska.
Not doing music.
Don't go there.
Yeah. Like, that's can't how do I feel. That. Me personally, I can relocate and be good anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be something that we are both definitely in this, because you're not going to have me uproot myself, come somewhere else, set up shop, and then our relationship is shaky, and then today, tomorrow, you say, well, bitch, get out the house, and then I'm in the middle of fucking Nebraska.
That's a fact. Looking crazy.
You know, and now I got to go with a fucking wig on, with my granny wig on. So, it...
Chill, Beatrice.
I would definitely say, if you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend, you have to get a contract if you're gonna do that. It gotta be on paper.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
If you're boyfriend and girlfriend and you're making those kind of decisions, we're gonna relocate somewhere else. I need that to be on paper. We gotta
If you want me to relocate and you're my boyfriend, no, we need to talk about, like, what's the next steps? Because if I'm relocating, like, we are, yeah, like, what's happening? That's changing my life for somebody. What are we doing? Because
City Hall first, and then we out.
Even if it has to be something like, I don't care. Like, what is happening? Because if I'm moving out here for you, like, no, this can't just be no boyfriend, girlfriend shit.
I'm
going
to need my fucking allowance, too.
You know what I mean? They're going to get married or could get married. City Hall is only $35, just to let you know. Yeah, Lyle, it's on you.
$35?
$35. So your man don't love you that much.
Ain't nobody want to get married at City Hall. That's like,
Some people do it, and then they have the wedding later.
Sometimes they just do it just to have it on paper, and they have the wedding later.
We don't have a good discussion about.
I don't want to give you out of fire right now.
My sister got married at City Hall.
Yeah, I mean, it's dope though. Your sister's an immigrant too, so a lot of immigrants go down there.
She just needed papers. That's all. All the immigrants.
She needed papers.
She needed papers.
I seen that episode of Martin.
I'm not going to eat you, deport them. You deport them. She was going right back home.
All right, the last part of the compromise is, would you convert your religious beliefs for your partner? So, you Christian, you being a Muslim. You know what I'm saying?
That's
y'all
a
ready
good
to get
question.
What y'all going to do? You can't be going to the mosque and church. So, who I'm starting with?
I go.
Oh, let's go shoot for it. Would you be willing to convert your religious beliefs for your partner?
I know. I got mad family who did that for their partner, for their husbands, for their boyfriends, their baby fathers. Like, they were with one religion or they believed in something. Then they had a man come in their life who had a certain influence on them, and they changed their entire religion. But I would do it because all this is just about how we internalize the world. When you think about religion, for me personally, it's basically the same thing, it's just a different deity. Same concept, more or less. More or less. I'm not trying to get technical here. I'm not a theologist. But if I feel, let's say I've been Christian my entire life, and I met somebody who's Muslim, and they started teaching me about their religion and what they believe, and I started to figure, you know what, I could believe in this too. I'm okay with doing that, but it shouldn't be a demand. And I've seen people be in a situation where it's like, okay, well, this person's been a devout Hindu their entire life, and now they met somebody outside of their religion they want to marry because they love the person for who they are, how they make them feel. And the family is like, well, this person has to come into the religion before you guys get married. You know, and it gets technical, the person, I don't know, but I don't want to demand it to have me change my religion. If it's something that, you know, I naturally adapt to and I grasp and I like your religion, I can change it. But don't tell me I have to change. And I've seen a lot of people with two different religions get along. They both kept their religion, but they had the mixed weddings, the different beliefs and stuff, the mixed traditions, and it worked out. You know, but there's, if as far as I understand religion goes, there's no superior religion over another. That's how they all think mm-hmm. of themselves. So it shouldn't be a situation where, you got to jump in my boat or else we can't row together.
Mm-hmm. So you are willing or not? Because I don't know what the fuck to say.
I said you can't demand me to. Jesus Christ.
So you be willing to change, but I can't force it.
Yeah.
Got you. Danny?
I don't know. I'm not very religious. I'm more spiritual than religious. So, you can't force me either. I don't know about changing, converting to something else. I mean, I'm all for it, and I probably support you in whatever you do, but I don't know about actually converting to your religion. Because I'm the type of person that I believe what I believe. My beliefs are strong, and I do what I want to do. So, I don't know. I know people who have converted to like Muslim or whatever. Like those they have certain things that they do, certain customs. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Like I do what I want to do. Like I'm not getting up to do this. I'm not freaking fasting if I don't feel like it. Like it's just me. I'm not sure about that.
So you don't
I'm not sure.
I'm just saying that's a compromise you just like you're on the fence about.
Yeah. I never had to deal with it, so I can't really, if I ever was to reach that point, and then I would be able to make a decision, but I don't.
In your case, it sounds like it probably.
Leave her alone.
Show your bad away. Yo, it's funny. Crazy, sometimes the people on the iTunes can't see this shit, yo. This shit is wild. Show her just pat her wig while we were talking. That shit dry as a fuck.
It feels nice. I like a review.
But yeah, I don't know.
In your instance, it seems like converting or changing like could be easy because you don't really have a religious faith. So why wouldn't you if you met like a good man that's just big in religion, like a great guy who's big in religion but want to go to Sunday school every morning, or just because you don't want to wake up, you don't want to?
No, it's just like I said, I believe what I believe and I have strong beliefs. That's me. So I don't know. It depends on what it is. It depends on, first of all, what I'm converting to. It depends on what within that religion or whatever, the things, the steps and the things that you have to do within that religion. I don't know. It has to be presented to me for me to understand.
I think I could convert to everything besides like Mormon. Because Mormon, they be doing some weird shit.
So you can convert to Scientology?
I could do all that shit, man.
Even though they don't consider it a religion, but...
Yeah. Stars and whatever.
I mean, I actually read into religion, Mormon, so it's all the same shit.
People that be like fasting from like TV and like they won't drive in cars, they'll walk miles just because it's like the Sabbath time and shit like that.
Listen,
yeah, I ain't with it, man. Black, what's up, man?
Yeah, we just gonna.
You gonna be a Buddhist? you gonna be a Buddhist?
But it's nothing wrong with Buddhism. See, yeah, I don't convert to Buddhism. Like,
to meditate.
Yeah.
But that's just like because, peace. I mean, I can't say that, like I said.
What you can't say? How you stop yourself? She said, no, I can't say that.
Yeah,
Be
the Buddhist?
Yeah, why not?
I'm there.
That first of all, the spirituality is dope. Just saying.
Huh?
I said spirituality is
dope. So it don't matter for you. Because you ain't religious though.
I mean, I am, but I'm not, you know? I'm not as
I believe in God.
Religious as everybody
you know what I mean?
Else.
I pray. Yeah, I pray all that stuff. But wow. I'm not in church every Sunday.
I got the prayer hands on my shit.
Right?
Listen, I pray to the higher power. I'm not with all everybody got different colloquialism to call Jesus different names and shit. I don't know. Listen, I pray to the higher power every day.
It's a fact.
That I'm just blessed, that I'm just here, and that's it. I let everyone else argue about who's what and what to call them and all this
shit.
People
who be sitting there, your time is coming.
That's like religion and freaking politics are two of the most funniest shit ever because people go crazy over this shit.
Because you can't go, people beliefs, man. Some people are strong in their beliefs.
But it's what I'm saying. Once religion, to me, once religion became a business, I kind of fell back.
Mm-hmm.
I do my own thing. It's been political. I can't go to church. I can't, it's just some things I just don't like doing just because it's too much business.
Wait, don't say me. Once it's become a business because it was a business before you were born.
Yeah, right. But no, now that I've got to go to church and witness it, I got mm-hmm. to go to church and witness the whole how it works, how it goes, how it mm-hmm. moves. Mm-hmm. I got to see it, and then it turned me off.
I watch
so,
movies.
So, you know, I'm not even into that. You know what I mean?
Nah, we at the point of
I pay my own tithes, man.
The call-up question. Don't be scared to call up, y'all. This is a good question, I think. The phone number is 516-900-2278. I left it in the comments. This is the question. This is the scenario. Here you go. You're at a bar with your friend. They see somebody they like. The friend is there. They ask you to be wingman. They're single. You're not. Is it okay to play wingman or wingwoman if you're in a relationship?
Yep. Meaning, like,
I'm holding it down.
There's like two
people.
I'm just entertaining somebody. That's all the wingman does.
Your friend see somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You with her. Like, girl, come over and just talk with me. Like, blah, blah, blah. Hold that down with me. Is it okay to play wingman if you're in a relationship? But you got a man at home. So you can be over there talking, laughing, giggling, and a friend could walk by, anybody could walk by, and look like you on a double date now. Is it okay to play wingman to your single friend?
I'm okay with it. Like, yo, she got me sitting here.
Because I'm going to go home to me like, if you know what this bitch had me doing. And I would tell
him
the whole
to go home. Walks up and you over there.
Yeah, nigga. I'm
going
to jump on him and put my tongue down his fucking throat. Like, I'm not over here pretending to be single. I'm just honestly entertaining somebody.
You're getting your head punched as soon as you get home. Fuck you, man. You playing wingman, Duke.
I'm not over here selling fucking dreams. I'm just there making sure somebody's not.
I'm not with it.
All right, hold on.
I'm not with it.
We got our first caller.
Brown Holy Water, who this?
Abby.
Hey, Abby!
It's Abby. Abby. Black.
We know stop Abby playing wing woman.
Stop freaking saying
Izza. We know.
It's a dub.
Abby, is it okay to play wing woman to your single friend if you're in a relationship?
Absolutely not. Anything that I don't want my dude doing, I'm not doing.
Facts.
Especially, like you say, if someone passes, you know, and see me doing it, they might interpret it differently, and mm-hmm. I don't got time for all that.
Abby, you're very smart. All this time you call up, I thought you were just dumb.
Yo, shut up, son.
That's a great answer right there, man.
Abby lying, though. She definitely lying. Abby's a cheater. Abby got humongous tits. She's a cheater.
Don't listen to me.
Girls with big boobs are cheaters. You seen Baywatch. Pamela Anderson never stuck to one guy.
But Abby, like, you could be minding your business, somebody pass and see some shit that you wasn't even being a wingman, and somebody can complain. So
I know, but it's less things for me to have to deal with or like have to explain and all that shit.
You know, but you're not giving the person your number. You're not exchanging social media.
How does the person that's looking know?
I've been a wingman so many times. Like, you just sit and just talk shit. All you do is talk shit.
Nah, ain't none of that.
My thing is this though. Anything that I feel like it's gonna piss me off if I know my dude did or whatever, like, well, you should have let him sit on by himself over there in the corner. Why you have to go and sit on there? I wouldn't do it, you know?
Mm.
Like, I just feel like if it's gonna piss me off, then it probably just piss him off too.
I won't get pissed because he's talking to that girl.
I behave appropriately.
All right, Abby. Huh? Thank you for calling, baby.
Okay. Good night.
Listen.
Good
night. Good night, girl. Listen, man. Let me tell you something.
Hold on, real quick. I'm kind of on the fence about that, too, because, like, I know if you got a single friend, right, you're in a relationship, and they trying to holler at a chick, you got to play defense sometime for your friend because it's that ugly, corny chick that don't want to let the pretty friend go.
Nope.
So you got to set the screen. Even if you ain't trying to, like, I think if you get caught, if the girl too pretty, don't talk to her.
It don't matter.
If she look like pretty, somebody that you want to be yours, don't matter, then you'll be all right, man.
Conversation lead to laughter. Laughter lead to touching. Touching, reading, leading, touching back.
I got a boyfriend.
You know how people laugh now? In 2018, people laugh like this.
Don't touch me.
Right? So nah, you can't.
So Black Lady Jacket and Sushi tell you, like, listen, I don't even like white guys.
I'll poke her right now. That's a fact.
But what if you know it's like the complete opposite of somebody they never would talk to in day
It don't matter. What the fuck are you doing? My dude, if I do that, she'll go crazy. So don't do
it.
It
depends on a certain type of person.
She'll go crazy.
Nah, I don't think
matter.
It depends on a person. I just think it depends on the situation.
You see, I have a freaking, you know, the odds are not on my side because all the chicks like me. I'm fucking
yes,
everybody
take the
tight.
Call. There's a call.
I'm right. Everybody tight.
Come take on, the call.
Yeah,
another caller.
Be
caller.
The best for me. We got another caller.
That's right. Be confident. Be confident.
Yo, this is Mel from the Ville.
Mel again? What's up, Mel?
He said, yo, this is Mel from the Ville.
Yeah, this is Mel from the Ville.
Brownsville, Mel.
Mel, take that fucking voice off, man.
Like I said, man, it's always the ugly, like, ratchet chick that you got to play defense on. And I'm not even trying to catch a grenade like that if I'm single. You feel me? So I'm definitely not going to catch that grenade if I got an old lady at home. But, I mean, yeah, if you got an old lady, you shouldn't be out there playing defense. First of all, you shouldn't even be at the club. You know what I'm saying? With your old lady.
Man, you lying. You never went to the bar with your friend?
Nah, I mean, I don't go to no bar because when I get drunk, shit happens. I mean,
oh, you got no self control, man.
At least he knows that.
I like doing hood rat shit with my friends. I'm from the Ville. It happens.
You're from the Ville.
I already know.
That's real. Mel, listen, man. You're talking the right things, man. You shouldn't do that. Don't play wingman. That is bad, especially.
Yeah, you can't play with people's feelings because you never know. You can be laughing and old girl really start feeling you.
That's a fact.
And then next thing you know, you're like, oh no, I'm good. I got a girl at home, and then y'all in the parking lot together. And she sideswiped your shit with her $2,000 Ultima. Not saying
that. Look at that. Real life story.
She sideswiped me with a $1,000 Ultima.
That's a real life story right there. Yo, Mel, appreciate you calling up, bro.
Thank you.
All right, no doubt.
So before we continue, because I think we all kind of get the definition of what a wingman and wingwoman is. Like, for me, it's just somebody who just
entertains.
Distracted. That's what I'm saying. Like, I could sit and have a decent conversation with somebody without selling sex to them.
That's
like,
a fact.
That's how I feel about it. That's why it's not a big deal to me. Like, I don't want my man. Listen. My man, it's okay for my man to have female friends. It's okay for him to talk to girls. Like, I'm not going to be like, don't talk to this bitch. Like, because I could give him all the rules in the world. If you want to cheat, you're going to still fucking cheat.
But sometimes perception is reality.
But
like
if
somebody comes and say your man was talking to a girl in the club, be like, he was probably trying to
not in the club, like I said. If it's like, if he said, yo, I'm going out to eat with, boom, you my girl. I'm going out to eat with Black. Later, you found out me and Black went to go talk to a chick, but now he pulled up on the chicks. I'm like, yo, he's coming with me. So now we sitting. It looked like a double date. Now it's all four.
I will ask him, like, where were you?
He'd be like, I was at the bar. And then he went to go talk to the...
And I'll be okay. Like, I'm not going to sit and just try to drag that shit.
Nah, I'm telling
you.
It looked like a double date. That shit ain't no
woman.
Good.
But you know
what
the reason
I'm... Women always tell you what freaking
listen,
don't bother them.
Like,
and that should be
listen
bothering
to me.
Them.
Listen
a
to
woman
me.
Not jacking that.
At all.
Listen to me. If that's what it is, looking, this is how I feel about it. This is personally how I feel about it. If I ain't got no evidence other than somebody telling me some shit, like, oh, your man was talking to that girl. Babe, what are you? He's like, yeah, I was out with XYZ and he had his double dating and shit. Talking to me is this ugly girl. She was this. And he can start roasting the bitch. And I start laughing. I was like,
Nico was in the comments. He's basically saying, stop lying. He said, son. You know what
your
wife's
talking
about? He's like, cut that bullshit out.
Cut that bullshit out, man.
What are you talking about, man? Ain't no chick. Ain't no chick letting you do
throw
that.
Throw that line, that wig out.
Bro, you know. You know
where I keep the wit.
Yeah, yo, that's a he gonna play hide and go seek with your shit after that.
Danny, how you feel? You didn't answer. Everybody else got to it a little bit.
I'm not into playing wingman for anybody. Like, first of all, I'll be like, you trying to get me killed? Like, nah, nigga. Like, no. I mean, at the end of the, I'm always letting somebody, if I'm in a relationship, I'm always letting somebody know I'm in a relationship. You get dubbed, period. And I'm kind of rude sometimes too.
Yes,
like when. Shut up, Black. But no, No, I'm not playing wingman. Like, it ain't no, yo, can you go on this date with me? And first of all, you shouldn't even be asking me, and you know I'm in a relationship. Ask one of your other single friends. Y'all can have fun together, because I'm not entertaining him.
Well, if it's spur of the moment.
Nah, I'm not.
Spare the moment? No. It shouldn't be. If he come over here, I've been in situations where, like, I'm out with my friends or whatever, and, like, a dude come over, he try to talk to her, and then the other dude try to talk to me. That's usually how dudes work.
Facts.
So, if you trying to talk to me and I'm in a relationship, nah, like, I'm good. Usually, he'll be sitting there or he trying to have, like, a friendly conversation, but it ain't no we sitting and we eating and it's me and him and me and her and him. Like, no. That's not happening. You're not about to get me killed because anybody can see me.
I'm curving.
We live in a technology fucking world where, like, somebody be like, snap, yo, look at your girl.
Laughing lead to touching.
You can't touch me.
Sorry.
But
talking lead to laughing. Laughing lead to touching and touching lead
to. But it's not even that. It's not even about a female thing. I don't want nobody, especially a guy, because you know when y'all see your man's girl out with somebody, it becomes this whole big drama. So I don't want to give nobody a chance to be like, "Yo, I seen your girl out here." But that looks crazy coming from a man to another man. That's an ego thing. So now another man's coming to me telling me that my girl was out with another nigga, even if it's not what it is. This nigga, it looked like it was what it was, and this nigga sat here and said, "He saw my girl with another man." I'm not hearing that.
Yeah, I think that's maybe cool. If the numbers are uneven, I would do it.
You'll be irrationalized.
No. Like, if it's like three guys, two girls, you never know what's going on.
It don't fucking matter. You know, like, you can still go. We gotta remember also.
But if it looks like a double date, a triple date, the numbers look even. That shit is not a good sign.
My guy.
Don't matter even if you don't like the girl. Mm-hmm. Now, if the numbers uneven, like,
lie, just don't do it. Lie.
Listen,
just
but
be the best you. Don't do it.
So
control.
What about me?
Don't
so,
do it. You just
so
telling Mel like he don't got no control. You need control. What just don't do it.
My nigga, what
listen,
about me?
Wait, talking. I'm trying to help you out. You the bro. You the bro. You single. I'm trying to help you out. If
my
guy. Numbers uneven,
nah.
Focus on me.
I crack a joke and
focus on me.
Focus on the wig. Focus on me. Zoom in on the wig.
I'm a fucking bartender.
That's a different situation.
No. I'm a bartender. People expect me to fucking sell myself for tips. So what am I really sitting thinking? Somebody one of but mad times
like
my boyfriend.
Tonight,
shut
not
up.
Even the bar tonight.
Shut the fuck up, son. Mad times I be at the bar. My boyfriend friends be there. You think I'ma not talk to the male customer because his friends there? Like, I'ma talk to my. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it's.
But that's not a date.
Maybe it's not a date. You're a wingman. You at the bar and somebody come up. You just talking. It's the same for me. This is how I have it in my head. Like, sometimes. For maybe because I'm desensitized because I'm a bartender, I know conversations can be innocent. You have, when you converse, you can have all the control. I'm not out here leaning over because I see bartenders do some crazy shit for some tips. I'm not leaning over, touching nobody's hands, putting my titties out, skinning my teeth, flirting. I'm trained to have a certain conversation, be entertaining, but still have a certain distance and still make people feel like. It's a simple conversation. I'm maybe because I could do that already. Mm-hmm. I don't see it as me trying to sell somebody some fucking sex.
But that's a different situation because you are
not.
It is
not,
a difference.
Work.
It is. You're at work. Nobody's gonna take a picture and be like, "Yo, she's a bartender." We're talking about
friends. In the industry, in the community, people expect you to fucking sell sex. So much men.
But you're a bartender.
But there are people outside the bar who be mad at me as fuck. Like, see me talking to somebody, think I'm trying to fuck them.
But that's not
your
man. That's the perception of being a bartender.
Because of what bartenders are today.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying.
But you,
I can't fight that.
No.
That's not what he's
saying. The conversation is you going up to men that you don't know. You're not at work. You're chilling with one friend. And now you're going up to two men entertaining them because your friend.
It's the same
shit.
No, it's not. There are hundreds of random men coming to me.
But that's because you're a bartender.
I'm telling you that right now.
There are hundreds of random men coming to me asking me for my number all the time, trying to flirt with me all the time.
But
fucking
that's a
time.
Different situation because you're a bartender. Now, if it was a situation where you're sitting
down. For me, the funny thing is, for me, I still, no matter how much they flirt with me.
How many times you gave us your number?
I don't do that. My boyfriend's the first person I consider because I got my number in years. And he is like surprised.
But that's fine. But as a bartender, this is what you do or but whatever. That's the thing. People but come you're not to sitting me. Down with your yeah. friend. Your friend is not coming and saying, "Yo, Makisha, come sit down with me because I like this dude and he has a friend." I'm sure you're not gonna go as a bartender. Regardless, you're not gonna go sit down and have a dinner or sit down and eat or chill
I've with just your friend. I've been asked to do that though.
But have you done it
as a bartender? I've been doing it.
But we're not talking not about a as a bartender. We're talking about as a friend in just a relationship.
I've done that.
A friend in a relationship.
You're wrong. Yeah. If you got a man, you're wrong.
I mean, I'm not right. saying you're wrong or you're right. It's, you're wrong. It's your choice.
No. If you got but a man, you're wrong.
There are motherfuckers who come and they want to touch my ass. They want to touch my tits because my wife, I'm supposed to take
but
it.
That's
bartender.
But and like I can say, it comes to the territory. But any y'all talking about perception, I have that perception on me automatically.
But because you're a bartender, because once I put them fishnets,
once I put them fishnets on and my fucking ass hang out, I'm automatically a slut. Now I want to fuck niggas for tips. But that's what I got to deal with. That's okay. what I gotta deal with. That's what the fuck I gotta deal
but
with.
But what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Because y'all talking about the perception of it. Like, no matter how you spin it, people gonna...
We it, was about question, it was a question of the perception of being with your friend and being in a relationship, being a wingman.
My point is, you can't control perception all the time.
You can't control the situations that you put yourself in. As a bartender, you know what it comes with, so you put yourself in that situation. If you have a man that respects you as a bartender, okay, so be it. We're talking about when you have a friend and the perception is, what can the perception be if you're sitting there, it's you, your friend, and a dude and another dude, and you with one dude and she's with another dude.
We're taking one more call,
I got
y'all.
Male friends too, but I go, I'll be the only girl in the crew.
Ooh. That's different. That's completely different. But I'm the only girl in the crew.
How do people know one of them? I'm not fucking one of them.
They don't know.
So it's the same.
They don't know, but if a nigga, if you the only girl in the crew and you got a boyfriend and your boyfriend don't know that you're the only girl in the crew and he takes up and somebody says, yo, I seen your girl with these niggas, your man is gonna question that if he doesn't know that's what's happening. Yeah. Nobody knows this is what's happening in this situation that Lai is talking about. You going out with your friend. Though. Yeah, you're telling him after that, but
if I would tell him while it's happening.
Okay, then that's it. But what he's asking is, would you be a wingman?
He knows, he'll know who I'm going out with. And if I'm being a wingman, like, this bitch put me in a situation where I'm sitting talking to a guy. I'm telling him before somebody else fucking sees it and misconception. But I'm not going to go home because my friend.
My boyfriend already know I'm the only girl in the crew. If I'm the only girl in the crew, he going to know where I'm at. But we're talking about if you are the wingman to your friend, how does that look?
Wingman
I don't
wrong.
Give a fuck. I can keep my legs closed. So I really don't care about it. That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
Yo, we got one last caller, y'all. It's the last caller for the night. Brown Holy Water on the line.
Yo.
Who this?
Yo, this AI. I had to cut the tension.
Hey. Thank you AI, for the cupcakes.
It is.
AI.
Yo, I'm sure you got the cupcakes, then.
Yes, thank you, bestie.
Yo, AI, I know
you want Nico to call.
I know AI playing wingman. She a hoe.
Don't talk about her like that.
I know
yo,
her mama.
Y'all already know I'm juggling floors to entertain shit.
I told you. She wriggling balls and balls and circles over here.
I'm standing on a ball. I'm juggling floors. I'm spitting fire. What up?
I like her.
Hey, yo. When she was at the first lust, she was doing a lot. She got mad people in VIP. And give up no cookie.
Yo, lot.
Yo.
You know how I ended up in VIP with
50 and over.
Yeah.
He's like, where is she? She was in VIP yo, chilling.
Yo, no.
Little thought box taking pictures with everybody.
Thought box.
Yo,
on some real shit though, like.
But wait. What if it's your man?
Everybody want this nigga to call so bad.
Hey, yo, AI, what if it's your man and somebody call you like, yo, this nigga out. He look like he on a double date. And he text you like, nah, my man trying to bag the chick and I'm just chilling at the table. How you feel? Be honest.
Yo, if that's my man, that's crazy.
So girls can do it and guys can. That's
yo,
the
Hold on. I think Nico about to go.
Go, AI.
Yo, look.
AI, you gotta go.
Wait, go, AI.
That's crazy.
That's a
yo, Eric, look. Wow, 40 the commanders on with Justin Nico. What you said? Yo, no, she's still talking.
Go, what you say, AI?
But yo, on the real though, like, my man gonna know, like, I ain't out here trying to do no snake shit. Like, facts. Everybody
yeah.
knows.
Facts.
I'm in a relationship, if I'm in a relationship, I'm tunnel vision. Like, you all I see.
That's what I'm saying.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really care who call my nigga, who tell
thank you.
She lying. Cause
thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let's get to Mika. Let's get to Mika.
I hit it when you had a man, you lying, and you got the fatty, and you got birthmark in your leg. Tell me I'm lying.
I ain't out here trying to make my baby look stupid, but if he do it to me, that's crazy.
Oh.
That's real crazy.
Yo, AI, yo, appreciate the call, girl.
Thanks,
see
girl.
See you soon, baby.
Yo, y'all foul
for
wanting
to go to
fucking
right.
call.
Yo, listen, hold on.
Man,
we waiting for one more call.
One more call, man.
We waiting for a little black midget to call out. The time is of the essence. It's almost out of here, yo.
Man, that's a fact. This is because
we
going
to get down to the bottom of this thing. It's, you know what I'm saying? Macy Gray over here fronting like she with the shit. Oh, we got one more call.
Yo, yo, who this?
Who this?
Yo, this Nico.
Let's go! I don't know about black though.
Make sure
don't do it to yourself,
Nico.
Motherfucker. Don't do it
shut
to
up.
Yourself.
Shut up, Macy.
Don't do it to yourself,
Nico.
Motherfucker.
Let him talk. Listen, is she telling the truth up here? Is she gonna be all right if you out here playing wingman to your man? Cause you party every weekend, nigga. You got the
he parties every fucking weekend. That's what I'm saying. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he party every weekend.
That don't mean he playing wingman. Though. Okay. He chilling. He just going for the music. I see him do the butterfly.
Wow.
He just out.
Boom, boom,
Nico, are you gonna play wingman? You think she'll be okay with it? And hold on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry.
Let him
if y'all didn't know, wait, this is Bad Girl's man on the phone. This is her boyfriend. This is her boo. This is her sugar cookie right here. Anybody who don't know who Cookie is, this is him right now. So, is she pump faking?
Honestly,
tell the truth.
Honest truth. Right hand on the Bible. Depends on who my man is. Which one of my man call me and say, "Yo, I need you."
But listen
though, I'll do that, but when I get there, whatever the situation is, I let the girl know, like, listen, you know, I got a girl and just try to flip the switch and just like, just have like really like just straight family conversation. But I just be there just for the company, not just for, you know what I mean? But I just be there just so he's not like the odd one. That's why I would be there. But like I said, depending on who that friend is.
But
you know what I mean? What if somebody tells me?
Hold on, talk about, Nico, how would you feel if you knew Tanya was playing that role on some men? How would you feel about that?
For Tanya versus any of a girl that I think like I've dated with, in the case, like, let's say Tanya, like, I'll be.
Remember what she did?
You gotta think about it.
Nico, remember what she did in Guyana?
Nah. If I knew she was doing that, I'd be mad. But then it's like I wouldn't like it wouldn't bother me after a while. Like I'm like, damn, she really went out on a double date type.
I didn't go on a double date.
Yeah.
That's not a situation.
But remember, I don't know what the situation is. So if I don't know, and I find out after that you went out with somebody, I would be like, damn, like, you know what I mean?
But you're not telling you though.
No, time out, Tanya. You're not talking to him. Listen, so Nico, when. How do you feel about Tanya saying that she's the only girl in the crew? So basically, your girl's hanging around a whole bunch of guys.
Oh, you better answer this properly.
How do you feel about that? Because I tell you the truth, my girl can't be the only girl in the crew.
Tanya's
my
the
girl's
only,
not hanging around.
She's the only
extra
taco
sausage for
in
no
the
reason.
Sausage party.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
How many guys are we talking about? Like
sausage.
How many? Let's say she was chilling with five guys. It's just her and five guys, and they're drinking and chilling. That to me is too much. But you tell
at
me how. Let's say it's not even a bar. They're on the block drinking and chilling. That to me is still too
everybody
much.
Everybody got styrofoam
cups.
Like, why would your girl be in that predicament? But it's
Nicholas,
on you. How do you feel
Nicholas,
about it?
She got the good hood going.
No, leave her cookie.
And she got the good hood going.
No. We don't care about names.
Look, Nico, Nico, how she you got, feel? She got the good with don't let her. She ain't got.
He trying to. He's trying to
pressure you.
She trying to direct it. She trying to direct him like, yo, listen.
She ain't got Beatrice, so she got the good wig on.
You can answer her properly.
She got the money maker wig on tonight.
How do you feel?
If I pull up and I don't know none of them, I'm spazzing. I'm like, who the fuck are these guys? I don't even care if they jump me. I'm like, who the fuck are these guys? That's my first reaction. Who the fuck are these people? But most likely, she's always been a lot around, like, a lot of meals. Like, she's like, you know what I mean? So, like, she always kind of have a lot of meal friends. She's like, I never, you know, so, it comes with a territory. So it's just, she's that kind of girl that always got more males than females.
I'm going to tell you what kind of girl
you have to change that. You have to change that.
If I'm in a relationship, I'd be around dudes.
You have to change that, Nico.
Nico, I'm going to tell you what kind of girls that are on the next episode.
Because you know what I mean?
Any girl that got too much male friends is sooner or later, if not already, going to have booking info in her body.
Hello? She already like 15K. You on the chopping block, man. Nico, appreciate you calling up, all right, bro?
Because I know her. But it's like any other chick is like.
He knows me.
You know, you spazzing, whatever the case is. But
you met her last year, now you know her.
Bro, so it's like, I don't know. I can't. You know, that's my honest answer. I wouldn't, you know. Yo, like
we appreciate you, honestly.
Nico, you're a good man, man. We appreciate you, man. Yeah, feeling like you know her after a year and a half.
Yo, fuck it.
Nah, that's not badass. When you with a girl or whatever the case is, you kind of know who she really, really is, and you see who she kind of really is. Like, you prior to even you dating her, and you see who her people is, and if she's like her racial girl to guy friends is more, it's like you tend to like just. You get immune to it, and it doesn't bother you after a while.
This nigga in love.
But if
son.
You like, mm-hmm.
He's definitely in love. You hear it? Right, you heard the violins in the background.
Yo, you should know you heard this girl. Saturday and Sunday from Nico. Drop your info in the comments.
Wait, you watching it? Nico, thank you for calling. I thought he's a gangster. Now he got me thinking he's soft.
Nah, he not. He's not
soft. He's just in love.
He ain't original bad Jamaican Baba.
He's not Jamaican. What the fuck?
He looked like one.
Yo, take the money, lead the weed. Hey, yo,
we at the end of the show, yo. We at the end of the show. Everybody give their shout outs and everything. You know what I'm saying? Let's start with you, Tanya. Let's go. What you got?
I'm making wigs now. How you just start like
she's making Moses collections.
Fuck out of here. But I do. I'm personalizing, customizing Ollie's from wigs, frontals, and 360 closures. It's all on my Facebook page. I'll drop my. Just click my name, and you're gonna see videos and pictures of it. They're custom. I do it on the weekends. If you really want a good unit, you want a good frontal, something's gonna last you a long time. Hit me up. I'll hook you up. And my boyfriend, I was just on the phone, Nico. He does his car washes every Saturday and Sunday. 347-731-8860. Get your power wash.
Tanya is definitely showing her versatility. She goes from like bottle girl to fucking Sunday school church Bex. Teacher. You know what I'm saying? She go from diamond to Beatrice. Just like that.
Baby, you know I need a wig, baby. You
the wigs
know.
Is on deck. You see it with a little dye in the middle. She hook you all up. You know what I'm saying? Girls, reach out to her. Full frontal, partials, whatever she do all.
Partials. Whatever it's called. Partials, what?
Danny, what you got?
Shout out to everybody who's tuning in. Shout out to you guys. Black. Get off your phone, Black. I'm shouting you out right now. Shout out to you guys for making my birthday great and special. Shout out to Aisha for the cupcakes. I really, really appreciate you, bestie.
Hey,
shout out to Pat. Shout out to freaking Stu. Shout out to Kiara. Shout out to Adele. Shout out to Pat's friends. Like, shout out to all of y'all for coming through yesterday. I really, really, really appreciate y'all.
Shout out to Sushi.
Shout out to Sushi. Sushi, you
singing
are invited.
Singing everything in the back, but didn't get on
exactly.
the mic.
Exactly, she did not want to get on the mic.
Whatever song, but wouldn't get
and
on
I
the mic.
And I wanted to
Sushi
give her a special shout out because Sushi is invited to anything. I love her. I love Sushi. Shout out to Sushi.
We had fun yesterday.
All right, so on me. Zoom in on me, fam. Yo, famo. How y'all doing? This is I Am Law Success. How y'all feeling today? This is I Am Handsome Law Success. I'm here. Nah. Real quick, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Get your hoodies.
Get your shirts, your quote shirts and everything.
Hold on. Shout out to Eliza. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. I'm sorry. I love you.
I'm going to give a shout out to everybody that made a purchase this week. Shout out to my man Anthony. Shout out to Karen. That's my mother. I love her. Shout out to the princess. Who else we got? Shout out to Ruth. Shout out to Talisa. And shout out to Edwin. I appreciate y'all. Y'all put orders in. A lot of y'all put 4 or 5 hoodies and shirts and all that. Nice. Y'all ready? Y'all balled out. Y'all did the damn thing. So go to the website, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Like, share, comment, iTunes, Facebook, all that. I'm handsome. What, handsome15 on Instagram. I'm on the break right now. I'm still on my spiritual retreat on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my mom.
He hasn't transcended yet.
You know, Facebook, you might catch me outside, but I'm not really out there. But I appreciate you all. Thank you for supporting me. I love y'all. Thank y'all for y'all purchase. Y'all get personal shout outs. And then when y'all get shout outs of clothing, send it to me. Y'all get y'all dope shout outs on them, saying on the pages or whatever. All right. Word. Love you all. See you next week. Brown Holy Water, baby. Let's go.
Shout out Black to my friend Susie too, because she bought her freaking tickets for November 25th.
Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah. Everybody, Brown Holy Water Podcast. If you fuck with us, we got our 1 year anniversary coming up. November 25th. We'll be at Club Lust. Hot 97 Zone, Funkmaster Flex. Make sure you get your tickets on the website right now, brownholywaterpodcast.com. So we're going to close out with this. Fellas, if your girl is being too nice, she cheating. Simple.
What?
And I'm going to tell you why. Women are natural assholes. They want to bother you all the time. They want to nag. They want to talk about shit all fucking day. Shit that they know you don't care about. So if your girl is not bothering you, is not nagging you, that bitch is cheating, motherfucker.
Not to cut Black off. And if your bitch ain't on your dick, she on somebody else's.
That's a fact. and listen, we got. I'm gonna take it a step further. Ladies, this winter's real cold. I'm gonna tell you something. Men don't like to waste energy, so I'm gonna give you a little secret. All right. This winter, to know if your man is foul or not, is what I need you to do. Run up to him. Lift up his pants leg. If he's ashy, he's faithful. If he got lotion on his legs, that nigga cheating too. You know what I mean? It's your boy Black Success. Make sure you get your hoodie, get your Scully, get your dad hat. We got the Be the Best You hats. Y'all already know what it is. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. right here, Brown Holy Water Podcast. We out of here. DJ, you can play the...
It's about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. Talking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that.